Good morning and welcome back to TIP TV. I'm joined by Angus Campbell, Head of Corporate and Financial at Stature, and also a well-experienced CFD and Spreadbet employee and probably a trader yourself. This morning we are talking about the FCA and their consultation paper and ideas to bring in restrictions for retail investors in the CFD and spread betting world. How are you this morning, Angus?
Yeah, good, thanks, Matthew. Yeah, very good.
Now, as I already said, the FCA are looking at bringing in restrictive levels for retail clients within the CFD and spread betting arena. This basically means they're looking to restrict leverage for these retail clients, which basically means that clients aren't able to put or risk as much money as they previously were. What's your take on this?
Yeah, it's a very, very interesting measure of consultation period at this stage that the FCA are undertaking. And, you know, around the world, there have been other regulators that have restricted leverage in the past. You look at Japan, other jurisdictions have imposed similar restrictions. So I guess it was only really a matter of time before the FCA would undertake a similar sort of action. They haven't obviously undertaken that action yet. We are still in a consultation period, which goes on until the 7th of March. So for those customers who wish to partake in that consultation period, they can very easily do so by going to the FCA's website, and there's a form to fill in. There'll be a number of questions. I've looked at the form myself, and yeah, there are lots of questions about their experience and what they think of the industry and why they use it and things like that. And given the size of the industry, which is fairly large, and I think if you combine all the providers, certainly in the UK, the value of those companies, well, certainly before the announcement, when some of the big listed companies saw their stock prices fall very dramatically in a very short period of time, but before then, you combine the value of those companies and even the private ones as well. Within the sector, you're looking at a company that is of the size of a FTSE 100 company. Mm-hmm. So it's a significant industry and sector. A lot of people use spread betting and CFDs. Really, they should be looked at as the same investment vehicle, although there are tax differences. Mm-hmm. This is going to have an impact on retail investors. And so there's a number of implications. And I think that during this consultation period, hopefully, the FCA will see that actually the leverage employed, yes, maybe it is too high. Some of the providers giving leverage of 500 times is not uncommon. 250 is very common in the foreign exchange markets. And maybe that is too high. But I think that they're probably focusing maybe a bit too much on specifically leveraged trading. And I think if any measures are imposed, which I'm sure they will be, and I'm sure there will be restrictions on the amount of leverage that you know retail customers can employ depending on their experience, how long they've traded, and other things like that. But I think that also the focus should be on other areas of the retail investing sector. You know, we don't all, as a retail investor myself, we don't all use spread betting and CFDs. We use stockbroking firms as well, and we invest directly into equity. And so maybe there should be a focus on that area as well as to how well investors perform, you know, using direct stockbroking.
I mean, definitely. I mean, the FCA have thrown around figures of about 80% of clients trading in spread bets and CFDs are losing clients. Now, obviously, they've got the statistics on that, but they haven't provided the statistics on normal stockbroking traders, you know, people buying not using CFDs and spread bets and investing that way. So are the clients at fault, or the spread bettors at fault? Where does the blame lay with regards to 80% of clients losing money, would you say?
Well, I would say that it's just an education. It's important to educate customers, and I think that, you know, if you're going to put the focus on Spreadbet and CFD providers, how many of your customers lose? I don't see why they shouldn't also look at the retail arena in the traditional stockbroking, non-leveraged arena, because I would be fascinated as to how many people are exposed and investing in AIM stocks or risky technology stocks or any other risky stock for that matter, you know, depositing £1,000, £5,000, £10,000, and, you know, maybe that stock might halve in value, and they've, you know, that's a large loss to take. So obviously the difference is that there's no leverage there, and I think that maybe there is too much leverage employed or customers can employ, but it won't necessarily make the retail investor trade any better. So if you're putting down £100 to open a £1 trade on Eurodollar, if the measures are imposed by the FCA, the ones that they propose, you, rather than having £100, you'd actually have to have £1,000, if not more, in your account to open that same position. Now, it won't necessarily mean that you're going to get the trade right, because the decision is down to the individual, and us as individuals are very irrational. You know, if we are trading a product that we don't have a huge amount of experience of, we're very quick to take profits and we let losses run. So you know, that is a part of the human nature, which, you know, you're only going to eradicate by education rather than, you know, reducing leverage. So I think that all this will be fleshed out in the consultation period, and I feel that, you know, the FCA are very good at, you know, taking these periods very, very seriously. They consult with the providers. You know, they want to understand the psyche behind the people and why they do it. But I think that, you know, it will only be fair to a retail investor if they sort of collectively look at all retail investment vehicles.
Yes, I think CFDs and spread bets have probably got a bad rap. It's also worth looking at the opportunities that CFDs and spread bets provide. I mean, there's a lot of other ways to trade, potentially ETFs through a standard stockbroker, but spread betting and CFD does allow entrance to markets that aren't really available to the retail investor. So there are opportunities for retail investors to make money in markets that would otherwise be unavailable. And you've already mentioned education, that a lot of spread betting CFD companies have taken it upon themselves to have a duty of care to provide a lot of education, and a lot of their websites will have links to education, learn how to trade, learn how to set things like stop losses. You've already mentioned the idea of retail clients potentially taking profits too early, letting losses run, and understanding that. And prior to this consultation period, a lot of spread bets and CFD companies were looking at the educational side of the business, and it is developed quite extensively on that front.
Yeah, when I was working in the industry, we did lots of seminars, lots of webinars, and we were very, very clear that it was a risky mode of investment. People must look at trying to cut their losses and run their profits, and, you know, look at risk-reward ratios 1-5, 1-3, you know, not 10, you know, risk to make one profit, you know, and unfortunately that's sort of the psyche that the retail investor has to overcome. The other thing, of course, that's very important for the FCA to try and avoid is that by restricting the leverage, it won't necessarily mean that the retail client won't have access to that leverage via other brokers.
Yes.
And where will they have to go if they want to find that leverage? Well, they'll have to go to a broker that is not FCA regulated.
Yes.
And that will mean that they're going to probably get the leverage they want, but less protection.
Yes.
And that's something that obviously the FCA has to consider and take into account, because that's what you want to avoid, really. It's all very well saying, right, we're going to impose restrictions on our leverage in UK to UK customers, but there's nothing to stop that UK customer from opening an account with a broker in Asia or, you know, Bermuda, or wherever it may be that broker is set up, to get the leverage they want. And then if their account goes into debit, then maybe they're not as well protected. So it's a very, very fine balancing act. Mm-hmm. You want to keep the retail customers so that they're well protected by the FCA, whilst maybe, you know, looking at ways to best reduce the risks that they're open to.
Mm-hmm. Indeed, and you've already mentioned that a few of these companies are listed, mainly in the London Stock Exchange. I think IG, LCG, Plus 500, to name a few. The stock prices took quite a hammering when the initial announcement from the FCA came out. Where do you see as a potential investor? Would you be buying these companies at the moment? Do you think they're oversold?
It's a very good question. Mm-hmm. It's a very good question. One of the big providers who recently floated, of course, is CMC. And, mm-hmm. you know, the founder of CMC has been very vocal in saying that he'll move all his business to Germany, which, of course, you know, is another thing the FCA wants to avoid.
Yeah.
Although, you know, what are the chances of that happening? And then if that does indeed, you know, take place, you know, maybe BaFin in Germany suddenly then puts mm-hmm. its own restrictions on the industry as well. So there's a lot of questions around it. There's a lot of questions, as you say, would I buy those stocks now? I personally wouldn't, mm-hmm. and I haven't. But I will certainly keep a close eye on them, because I think during a consultation period, you just simply don't know mm-hmm. what the share price has reacted to the measures that the FCA has suggested. And those are very, very restrictive measures. Mm-hmm. You know, you take IG, for example, 50% of its business is from the UK. Mm-hmm. If you're suddenly telling a customer that has £10,000 in their account to deposit another £90,000 to bring their, you know, funds to £100,000, that's going to have a huge, huge impact on your business. Mm-hmm. So that's why the stocks reacted as they did. It was like a kind of Swiss National Bank moment for the spread betting share prices. And they've recovered neatly, I think probably roughly around, in some cases, 20% or so mm-hmm. since their lows before Christmas. But I think that, you know, you've got to wait until, you know, well done for those people that got in before Christmas and have ridden the ride until now. Mm-hmm. But do they present a good value investment at the moment? It's too hard. There's too much uncertainty around those stocks for this time being. So until the consultation closes on the 7th of March, mm-hmm. then they expect the FCA is going to do an announcement in the spring. You know, you've got to really keep a very close ear to the ground and mm-hmm. see what will the measures mean when they actually decide on what they're going to do.
I mean, I think we've seen Barclays come out this week with an upgrade or an overweight rating on IG Group, which is, I think, has the biggest market share within the UK, pricing them at around above £6. I think they're trading around 5.30 at the moment, so there's about 13-14% upside to the current price. So that's a brave call from them, but again, it's deal with what's in front of you, wait for the FCA to come out with their findings, see if they're watered down from their initial statement or announcement and trade from there. I mean, certainly if I was a privately owned IP, spread betting or CFD company, looking to IPO at the moment in this turbulent market is probably not a good idea. So I guess if anyone was thinking that, they're probably putting that on ice until the FCA come out with their announcement. Would you agree?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, there were reports in the papers that my previous employer, you know, was looking to IPO and has since decided not to, given mm-hmm. the measures that the FCA has undertaken, you know, this consultation period. So, you know, I think you're right. That Barclays note was very interesting. I didn't read the actual Barclays note, but obviously apart from the headlines and the call on the share price. And I think that maybe they're factoring in the fact that the FCA is probably going to water down their initial mm-hmm. Suggested measures. But when you factor in the fact that the share prices have already rallied 20% off their lows, you know, have you not already slightly missed that mm-hmm. potential upside?
Yeah. So I think the key for private clients at the moment is education, top up your account if the extra leverage is needed, and if you have an issue with the FCA and their consultation period, go onto their website, find the link and get your opinion across. It is available to do so, I believe. Angus, thank you very much for joining us. Very insightful.
Pleasure.
Enjoy the rest of your day.
Thank you.